Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We're pleased right now to go to the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV, to talk to one of the great running backs of my lifetime and one of the best to ever do it, a Hall of Famer who's a three-time All-Pro and a seven-time Pro Bowler. Marshall Faulk is with us on Grant and Danny. Marshall, you're on in the DMV. Thanks for a few minutes. How are you?
What's going on, guys? What's going on?
Pleasure to have you. And I know this weekend, we talked to Clinton Portis about this yesterday, but you're at the Epen Open, E-A-P-E-N, Open.com for tickets, sponsorship opportunities, founded to help battle leukemia and lymphoma society. So kids can soar, a whole bunch of wonderful causes kind of tied into one. I know you've been tied to this tournament for a number of years. What drew you to it?
Well, just the work that they do. And a lot of times, you know, when we were kids or when we have kids, we don't think about the things that happen to kids who grow up or whom are born with these issues. And, you know, we got to think about them and using my likeness, my name and my likeness to raise money to give these kids a chance at a better life, better quality of life. It's easy to do. Very easy to do.
Well, it's admirable that you're doing it. And again, it's the Epen Open. And for people who want more information, they can check out the site EAPNopen.com. Marshall Faulk is with us on Grant and Danny. Marshall, to say that you came early or maybe at a, you know, an era, maybe one ahead of where you would have been best used, is probably flawed because you had one of the great careers ever.
You did just fine, yeah.
But I think about all the time. You had a stretch of five straight years where you caught 80 or more passes, and you could educate me better. I remember like Charlie Garner and a couple guys, maybe others that were heavily involved in the passing game. But I just wonder nowadays, with the check down no longer being a pejorative and teams liking to move the ball, throwing to the running backs, like what some of those numbers could look like for you. Was it in vogue at all? Was it happening in other places when you started being one of the best receivers as a running back?
I mean, I don't want to make it seem like I was the first to do it. I probably took it to another level. Guys like Ronnie Harmon, Thurman Thomas, James Brooks, and the guy who deserved to be in the Hall of Fame for sure, Roger Craig, they did it. I mean, they did it. The way that I did it and then moving me out as a receiver, those were the things that kind of separated how I did it. And I believe now, you know, you look at the position and the position has changed. You either have a bunch of backs to do a different things or you have a back who can do everything. And for a minute, we kind of got lost and thought that the back who did everything was gone. And then Saquon Barkley reminded us, like, oh, that's what it looks like. There it is right there. So happy for him that he did what he did. And happy for the position, even Derrick Henry. And then watch the teams pay the guys as well.
Yeah, what have you made of that, of the kind of the fall off where the running back position became borderline expendable, Marshall, to now it seems to be we're in the middle of a renaissance where everyone's going, oh, that's right, if you have a back like a couple of those guys you mentioned, it really can make a huge difference. What have you made of that entire phenomenon?
Listen, in football, they'll find a way to try to phase you out. and if you give them a reason to, then they'll do it even more so. And the position became that because, you know, guys didn't take it as serious. They didn't want to be every down backs. They got into the, you know, they wanted to save themselves and they didn't want to do this and didn't want to do that. And it became bad for the position. And what happens when that happens is they try to find a way to do it without you. And so a lot of guys found themselves in bad situations where teams wouldn't pay them. They started letting back to go. And we saw the landscape of what it started to look like. The position looked extinct. But now we got some guys on the rise and some young guys coming in. Ashton Genty showed us, like, you put the numbers up, that's what they'll do. They'll pay you. And the position is back to where it is. And let me tell you guys this. Look, you know this. Quarterback throws the ball. It looks all fancy. But when you get to playoff football and you get to the Super Bowl, we always talk about the team who runs the ball is going to win. It always happens.
Well, I look at the MVP voting last year, and Josh Allen ended up running away with it. Saquon Barkley finished third. I mean, people forget Lamar, head and shoulders better, and he didn't get a first place vote. He got one second place vote. It was basically mostly third through fifth place votes for Saquon Barkley, who, had he not have chosen not to in the final week, would have broken the rushing record, 2,000 yards, put the Eagles on his back, best team in the conference. And I ask you this as a former MVP, have we seen the end of even a running back being allowed, maybe isn't the right word, to win MVP? Like the year before, remember with McCaffrey, everyone was like, oh, it can't be him, no way. Isn't a running back ever going to win that award again, you think?
Oh, most definitely. I believe so. I don't want to take anything away from Josh and what he has done. But man, the guy was so close so many times. And it almost felt like just for the sake of the Buffalo Bills, like, man, they had to win something, you know, you just keep getting there. Patrick Mahomes keep knocking you off. You have to win something. And here's the thing. When you look at the numbers between Josh and Lamar, I mean, they look very similar.
Right.
You know, they look very similar. They decided that Josh deserved it more. And that's when it comes to that award, when you start to look at, you know, who deserves it, it's an award. And people get to make that decision. So
I just wonder, Saquon goes for 2,000 yards and did something we hadn't really seen. And it felt like even at the end of the season, he was not really in the running.
Yeah, there's seven quarterbacks ahead of him. Yeah.
It's just like, what does a guy have to do at that position? Nowadays, they're like, oh, you're the offensive player of the year. And the MVP seems to be the best quarterback award.
We've created the league that we have.
Yeah.
And that's all we could do as running backs is play in it. Unfortunately for Saquon and all the other running backs, you know, you go out, you don't make MVP a priority. You make winning the Super Bowl a priority, and I believe that's what these guys are going to do because when you look at the landscape of the league has created how we have it. You protect the quarterback the way you protect him. You damn near can't hit a quarterback if he pretends to slide, and if he don't slide, you give up another 10 yards. What happens there? They've made this league a passing league because if you don't have a quarterback, you can't sell tickets.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Marshall Faulk with us here on Grant and Danny. Marshall, going back to your career, as prolific as you were, forgive me of my inability to remember all of this, but did you run out of the gun ever or a lot?
Yes, maybe once in a while.
What do you make of that now? That's kind of the new paradigm, right? Because obviously with a guy like Jaden Daniels or Lamar Jackson, you want to take advantage of that, the bind it puts the defense in. How much harder is that, and how different is that for a running back to be able to kind of get that same momentum and the read and the like?
So I think it's tough, it's challenging, but when you have a quarterback in the likes of a Lamar or a Josh, the element of playing 11-on-11 football, it exists.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to present it, and you need to make, because defenses are good, man. You want to make them work hard. And this creates that.
Yeah, because to your point, when you're going from under, Warner's under center or whoever, and you're deep in the backfield, it's 10 against 11, really, because the quarterback can't help you. So now you're just even the
playing
field.
Exactly. There you go. There you go, and now you make one guy miss, and you got a touchdown.
Marshall Faulk with us on Grant and Danny. You mentioned Ashton Jeanty. I don't know how closely you followed this, but the quick cliff notes would be, he had this, I forget what he called it, but he had this style where he stood straight up, and it wasn't something that we'd seen anybody do in the NFL before the snap. And basically, obviously, he goes and runs for 2,600 yards and 29 touchdowns, and he gets picked at the top of the board. And right away as he's drafted, he's told by Pete Carroll and company, you got to get in the stance that we want you to. You're not doing the straight up thing anymore. Would you let a guy kind of be himself, or are you more along the lines of the stuff that worked for you, for Boise State was cute, but here's how we do it in the league?
It's crazy and asinine that we're having this conversation. And if you remember, a quarterback that ran the football couldn't play in NFL as well. And I feel bad for Pete at the age of whatever he is, that he thinks the stands make a back. And just because cosmetically he needed to look the way he wanted to look is the problem why coaches get left behind. And probably why he's in Vegas instead of Seattle. We need to focus on what wins games instead of what things look like.
Is there a team that you're kind of looking at coming into this season where you go, watch out for this group? And we have that worst to first thing every year. It seems like there's like a different NFC South champion almost every other season. It seems like, and that kind of the normal phenomenon. Is there a team that you've kind of got circled where you're, kind of siding up to people at parties going, watch out for this group?
This is not because we're on this call, but it's because of what they looked like last year. And I think it's the Commanders, man. Like, I really like the moves that they made. I like how they played last year. And it was just they really surprised a lot of people. And, Jaden, man, I was just impressed at how poised he was, even in the loss in the playoffs. Just the things that he was able to do. I believe it's changed the mindset of what people think about young quarterbacks now when they come into the league.
Yeah, we hadn't seen anything like it. Marshall Faulk, Hall of Famer. Last one for me, Marshall. You talked a little bit about the moving back to the run and the fact that it's such a pass-heavy league now based on kind of the dictation from the top down. As you watch the game now, like if you were, whether it's calling plays or coaching, Maybe it's along the lines of what we were just talking about with Pete. What are some of the things you would look to bring with you and kind of change about the trends in the NFL and or what isn't being taken advantage of enough, in your opinion?
Let's say everything is being taken advantage of, but I would literally give the defense a better chance. You know, I would this defenseless receiver stuff, this overprotection of the quarterback, it's gone too far to where, as a defensive guy, I really don't know how you're supposed to play defense. I don't know what you're supposed to do. If it's a running quarterback, they get more liberties. If you watch the quarterbacks that are athletic, you hit them in the head, you do certain things to them, they don't call the flag. But you give me a pocket passer, you touch him, and all the flags fly. I just don't like it. Like, we need to treat the quarterback like he plays football, like the rest of us, and allow him to play tackle. And you don't have to get a note from his mom, nor do you have to put a light on his head when you touch him. He's down. Like, let him play football.
The great Marshall Faulk, kind enough to join us here. The Eapen Open this Friday at Whisker Creek Golf Course in Iamsville, Maryland, hosted by Marshall Faulk, Clinton Portis, Santana Moss, Warren Sapp, and more. 21st year of existence, raises funds for So Kids Soar and the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Raised over $100,000 to support youth with disabilities and advanced blood cancer research. Go to eapenopen.com, eapenopen.com, for tickets and sponsorship opportunities. Marshall, this is a treat, man. Thank you.
All good. Y'all have a good one.
We appreciate you. That was a pleasure. Marshall Faulk, I will stack up his run from 97 to 2002.
Those was so great.
6 years of Marshall Faulk against just about any six-year stretch for any running back. When he was averaging 80-plus catches, but he was also going for 12 or 1,300 yards on the ground during that time. That was as big a heater. He was an All-Pro three times in a row during that stretch. He was a Pro Bowler throughout. But he won MVP once. He was a runner-up for MVP two other times. He was in the top five in MVP, I think, all five of those years. That was Colts into Rams, yeah, right at the turn of the millennium. That was the greatest show on turf. Kurt Warner, Oz Hakeem, weird to say him next, but Isaac Bruce, Torrey Holt, Oz Hakeem, like that whole group, that was my squad. Yeah, that was everybody's squad.
The end of his time in Indianapolis in 98, right, where you go 13-20 on the ground and 900 in the air, right, with 80-plus receptions, they went, oh, that seems like we found something. And then that just was his norm for the next several seasons in St. Louis.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.